UNODC has a long track record in working on issues related to prison reform. We are the custodian of the UN standard minimum rules for the treatment of prisoners, and they contain quite detailed guidelines on the treatment of prisoners. But also we have additional materials and inputs and programs in relation to prison reform aspects more generally, most notably alternatives to imprisonment.
Now, what are the main problems within prisons that can lead to HIV transmission or the fact that HIV-positive patients don't receive the care that they need?
The key issue in many countries, particularly where there's a shortage of resources in the prison system, is severe levels of overcrowding, sometimes 100% overcrowding. And that relates in part to weaknesses within the justice system. So there's a high level of awaiting trial prisoners, often over 50%. So over 50% of prisoners have not received a trial and have yet been there for some time. And so the problems in prison and prison reform itself needs to be seen as part of a reform of the criminal justice system as a whole. Then I think it is worth saying that in many countries, often prisoners are poor, are from the most poor and most vulnerable sectors of society. They cannot pay for legal advice, they cannot pay bail, and so they end up in prison. Generally, I think prisons are conducive to the spread of HIV/AIDS, in particular if there's high levels of overcrowding, poor levels of nutrition, poor medical facilities, corrupt staff, for example, which allows trafficking of drugs into prison environments, and overcrowding in conditions where people are locked away in small cells with large numbers of other people for long periods of time. And then there are issues linked to that, such as rape and sexual violence. And all of that is conducive to an environment in which HIV/AIDS can spread. In many countries, also, for example, the use of shaving blades by many of the same prisoners or by the prison barber is conducive to the spread of HIV/AIDS. So there are both quite practical interventions that can be done, for example, making sure there are new shaving blades, as well as much more programmatic and long-term interventions related to prison reform and improving the conditions of prisoners altogether and reducing prison overcrowding.
From your experience in dealing with prison authorities, how do the prison staff themselves feel about the HIV-positive inmates?
Of course, there is some level of prejudice, but I think it should be said that in many prisons, prison staff are working under extremely poor conditions and paid very little, are often very interested in improving the overall position of prisoners under their care. And so our aim is to harness that goodwill to the degree that it is possible, to provide training and to provide the tools which can equip staff to have much more innovative responses within the context of limited resources. But the general view that prison staff in many developing countries, the stereotype, if you like, that prison staff don't care about the prisoners, in our experience, is not always true. Many prison staff are, in fact, very interested, but want the information and the tools in which they can make a difference.
Finally, aside from this framework, you're already active as UNODC within prisons. Which type of programs do you currently offer?
We offer numerous programs, training and awareness raising in relation to prisons. But to give you one example of a practical intervention that for us seems very useful is, in many prisons, the prison record system is very poor. And that often leads to human rights abuses in that people don't know how long they've been in prison or can't appeal to the authorities, etc., etc. And so improving simply the information management and record keeping systems in prisons goes a long way as a first step to improving prison management overall, because information on prisoners can be then used in a way that improves the management of the institution itself. So those are the kinds of interventions that we make. We are, in several cases, literally improving the conditions by building and related interventions, by providing educational materials, by providing educational input in relation to children. And we have programs that focus in particular on women and women who are imprisoned with their children. So our focus is not only the general prison conditions, but also a focus on vulnerable groups. In particular, and one I haven't mentioned, is mentally ill people who are imprisoned within institutions and in fact should be treated in a different environment altogether. So very much our aim is to raise the awareness, to provide policy inputs, advice, and then concrete resources to assist in prison reform processes.